Blog Talk.
Un certo Pasqualino pescatore viveva in assoluta povertà, però sentiva sempre in fondo al cuore qualcosa che diceva un dì verrà. E un bel dì giunse a Sorrento una principessa indiana, sopra un grosso bastimento, la bellissima Cari. Yeah. Pasqualino la guardò e Cari si innamorò ed in India lo portò. Pasqualino Maharaja, a cavallo all'elefante, con in testa un gran turbante, per la giungla se ne va. Pasqualino Maharaja non lavora, non fa niente, tra i misteri dell'Oriente fa il nabato, fra gli indù, la 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 la, la la la. 100 casse di diamanti grossi grossi, mentre principi e potenti gli si inchinano davanti, lui si fuma il narghilè. Pasqualino Maharaja ha insegnato a far la pizza, tutta l'India ne va pazza, solo pizza vuol mangiare. Pasqualino Maharaja ha imparato a far l'indiano, ma da buon napoletano chiama tutti e fai la 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 la. 100 casse di diamanti grossi grossi, mentre principi e potenti gli si inchinano davanti, lui si fuma il narghilè. Pasqualino Maharaja ha insegnato a far la pizza, e tutta l'India ne va a pazza, solo pizza vuol mangiare. Pasqualino Maharaja ha imparato a far l'indiano, ma da buon napoletano chiama tutti quei paesi.
Yeah, and that's the end of Pasqualino. A little different kind of opening the norm at night, trying to make myself feel a little better. It's been a rough day today, a rough, rough day. I'm feeling really pretty good about most things. Congratulations to Mr. McDonald. He's the new governor of Virginia, declared the winner. Doesn't appear, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that one. The Republicans seem to have captured the lieutenant governor, and at least it's an Italian who is the new Virginia Republican attorney general. No one seems to know what's going on in New Jersey. Probably recounts after recounts after recounts. Who knows? Right now, it's too close to call. Let's hope Governor Corzine holds on however you say it. Of course, I say Constantine, not Constantine, so you know where that comes from with me. So we'll see what happens there. I do not know who the mayor of Bowie is yet, but that would be kind of fun. You know what? I'll bet those polls are in, and I should be able to find that somewhere. If you're interested in talking politics tonight, what this all means, if it means anything, you can call 347-945-6713. It's the Republican in Virginia. We don't know yet in New Jersey. Another interesting one where I don't seem to have any real information yet is the New York 23rd. By the way, McDonnell wins in Virginia. I might have said McDowell. I'm glad my daughters live in Maryland. Yes, I am. Oh, I know. We said it 20 years ago. You know what? I still mean every word I wrote in my MA thesis. But I'm sure, you know, he'll find his daughter a great job in the government. Because, anyway, I shouldn't have said that. That was not fair. There's no results yet, at least in my sources, what happened in New York's 23rd yet. I am really sick of, well, a lot of different people. It doesn't really matter. What I think, because I don't vote in Virginia. I don't live in Virginia. I work in Virginia, but that's about it. But you can give me a call at 347-945-6713, and you can talk politics with me. Yeah, you could talk Italian music with me if you like that. I'm going to be around here for another 53 minutes. But I am looking for information, if anybody has it, on the New York 23rd. I'm in the house. I got no guests. I got no Skypers yet. So I guess I'm just here by myself. Hear myself talk for the next 20 minutes. Let me see if I can put this page away and let's see what happens when I Google Bowie Mayor. I'm sure Mr. Robinson won. Let's see here. Oh, boy. No results yet. Fred Robinson's been the mayor of Bowie since 1998. And it looks, oh, here's the results. Michael Lyles, D. Michael Lyles ran against Fred Robinson, and Robinson apparently garnered 6,018 votes to Lyles' 1,825. Fred taking 80% of the vote. I've never, well, good for him. Congratulations, Mr. Robinson. The boomers rule Bowie again. I remember Bowie was a very different place to live. You know, when Fred and I coached soccer, when our boys, who are now, gosh, 27, were six, Mitchellville Road was a two-lane highway. Bowie was a place to live, not a place to shop. Well, you got your way, Fred. And you're going to get your way for four more years. That's great, great stuff for you. I don't think it's so good for Bowie. But then again, I haven't run for mayor, and you guys are out there, and so be it. The people have spoken. Let's see what else. I wonder what's going on in the councilmatic elections in Bowie. Not quite clear here. I'm not doing this internet stuff so good. All it has is the mayor results. Oh, well, so be it. Let me see if I got anybody on the line here. No callers yet, but remember, we've got some open lines, 347-945-6713. If you lived in Virginia or you lived in Maryland, did you vote today? You know, that's the big question. Everybody goes and votes, you know. Well, it seemed like everybody goes and votes when it's a big presidential election. But these local elections can have way more effect on your life, you know, and all elections in Maryland. Let's see here if we can get Bowie Council. Let's see what we have here. McDonough wins Greenbelt. Well, here's something. Let's see. Bowie College Park. Oh, come on, Washington Post. You know, oh, gosh, that's not right. It's .net. And what's this stupid password? And we sign it in now. Oh, wait, there are some results here. Let's take a look here. Bowie. In the mayor's race, you know, I know Pete Millett, and I don't know if he won or not. You know, actually, I could have got there to vote. Maybe I should have. Because actually what those guys do have a much more immediate effect on my life than what we do here. Come on, somebody out there, give me a call. You got to have some opinions about what went on in Virginia tonight. McDonald the winner, Crady's a loser, or the non-winner. I don't know what you call it. Lots of different things going on in my head, and we'll see what happens. Anyway, here we go. Lots of different things happening on the Norm Show tonight. I said that I went to a Bill of Rights Institute meeting today. I still want to find out what's going on in New York's 23rd. It's a congressional district, so that should be done by now, right? Let's just see if I type in New York 23 in the Washington Post search. And see what I get. I don't know. I should probably just Google it instead, which I will. New York 23rd special election results. Here we go. Let's see here. Do they have the numbers yet? Uh, I am not. So, well, come on. It's 9:14. I want the results. Let's go. Well, I guess he'll be back here later. If you're staying tuned to Norm at Night, you'll find it. You'll find out here what happened in New York's 23rd. But somebody give me a call, 347-945-6713, and we can talk about New York State politics. Hey, I got some people coming into the chat room. Oh, hey, you know what, Bobo Strategy? I do review and recommend books. And that's actually an interesting thing to talk about. I just got a new book yesterday. I went to the Virginia Association of Independent Schools, or VAIS. And there was a great keynote speaker there, Sir Ken Robinson, or he has been great in the past. I'm not 100% sure that he was as good as he's been in the past. But I purchased his new book. It's called The Element. I can't review it because I haven't read it yet. I am speaking of books I'm reading. I'm plowing through the middle of, I'm about the middle of Dan Brown's book. I like it. I can't make a full decision on it yet because I sure haven't finished it. I am particularly intrigued by how essentially I've gone through... I don't know, about half the book, and essentially about 5 hours of time has passed, and that's a really interesting thing. I'm trying to write a book in National Novel Writing Month. I'm not doing very well. I'm just trying to do too many things. Hey, I see you're there in the chat room, Colt. How are you? We missed you last week. Let me see if you're, let me go back to the switchboard and hey, I got a caller coming in. Go ahead. 773. You're on with Norm.
Hey. My name's Chris.
Hey Chris, how are you? Glad to have you aboard. So what would you like to talk about tonight?
Oh, I'm actually Bobo Strategy. I had another question just about your reviewing or recommending books.
Fire away.
It's kind of an odd question, but I have a small book publisher, and we've got books coming out. I'm not going to plug the books. I'm wondering
you can
if
plug the
might,
books.
But, well, there's two books. One just came out, and it's about like a boy growing up in a conservative. Atmosphere, like just going through adolescence, like in a social atmosphere. And I was wondering if I could just send you a free copy, and then if you like it, you can obviously talk about it.
I would love that.
Sure. Yeah. What's a good place to send?
Well, let me see. I guess you could send it to. Do you have an email where I can send you the address?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Because
yeah,
it's my home address, and I just don't want to say it over the air.
Oh, of course, yeah. Do you have what's a good email address to email you at?
You can email me at BUFNET.
Okay, BUF, like Buffnet?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
BUFNET at Verizon.net.
All right.
And
the other
I'll
one,
send
I'm listening. Sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead. And I'll send you an address where you can send the book. That's very nice of you. I love books. Maybe I'll send you mine one day if I ever finish the blessed thing.
That's cool. And then another book, if you're interested, it's coming out in December. It's just a collection of, like, poetry and short stories inspired by the 2008 presidential election. If you think you'd like... to that.
I would like that a lot, the 2008 presidential election. Well, you know, I bill myself as the fat left-hander, and I am a little fat, and I do write left-handed.
Cool. Well, I will send you an email, and thanks for taking my call.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thanks for calling. Call back anytime you like. So, actually, before you go.
Oh, sure.
So, what are your feelings about Mr. McDonald winning in Virginia? And who? Go ahead.
Well, I think I was just watching CNN, and I liked the way that I think John King put it, that while it is significant that, like, Virginia is electing a Republican, it's not necessarily a sign that the country or even Virginia is turning against Obama, but more so just that Obama in the past has had a power to swing elections just by being behind a candidate. He might not have as much power at doing that now, but it's not necessarily a referendum against Obama. It's more just a sign that his influence on elections that he's not directly involved with might have gone down.
Well, what if Corzine loses in New Jersey? Because right now it's a dead heat. The polls are closed.
Right.
I guess they're letting the dead people vote now.
Yeah, I don't know. That will be interesting to see the result of that one, too.
And that, what about that poor Republican lady up in upstate New York? I was born and raised in Buffalo, so anything that happens in New York, that's where the buff net comes from, actually. Anything that happens in New York is important to me. I mean, there hadn't been, I think that district may have been the first place a Republican was elected to Congress from, because it's been over 100 years since it's had anything but a Republican in the seat.
Well, it'll be interesting to see, you know, what impact Palin, you know, I guess she rejected the Republican candidate. I guess that was part of the
well, right. Well, Mike, does Michael Steele have the courage to reject her?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see the result there. I mean, I would be surprised if the Democrat loses there, just given that the whole nature of that should probably divide the vote a little bit among the Republicans. But
well, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Not many Dems in upstate New York, or the top of the state, I can tell you that. But anyway, thanks again for calling, and feel free to call back anytime. We're on every Tuesday from 9 to 10.
All right.
And
well, thanks for taking my
time. You're welcome. Take it easy. Hey, anybody else out there that wants to give me a call, it's 347-945-6713. I got 5 lines open again. Let me go and check inside the chat room, see if we got Bobo's still in the chat room, the boy growing up with conservative. Does he end up? Oh, cult. That's terrible. Terrible. I'm not even going to end that conversation. Does he end up as a parallel? Oh, boy. I have no, he doesn't, but he does end, oh, well done, Bobo, well done, a strategic statement to put a kibosh on. The cult and I go back a long way, folks, and oh, I'm sure he doesn't look this way anymore, but oh, I'm remembering the cult with hair down over almost to his shoulders, a little go fast cap on his head, the mustache curling over his lips. We know you're joking, cult, not well, at least I do, and it's making me laugh. But I'm about halfway through. Does anybody know what's happened out there in the New York 23rd yet? I can't. Oh, I think finally the Washington Post. Oh, no, that's still Bowie. The mayor won big, 77% of the vote. Why they keep electing Fred is only the people of Bowie know. Because, well, he's a mayor. He's been the mayor since 1998, and I guess he'll be the mayor until 2000. And I guess, is it 4 years or 2 years? I don't even know. Oh, isn't that embarrassing? I don't even know how long the mayor is in office. I'm a little surprised because Fred did say this term he just finished was going to be the last. Well, I guess it wasn't. That's one promise he didn't keep. Anyway, let's go and see here what's happening in this Twitter, New York election results. Well, I'll just refresh it and see. It's official. All East Coast polls have closed. But we're still waiting for New Jersey and New York. I don't know if that's good or bad. I guess there's, you know, Halloween. There may be a lot of dead people close to... But, oh, my God. Palin not actually that popular in New York. Let's hope not. Let's hope she's not popular anyway. The woman is a nothing. But I like democracy. If the people vote for her, the people vote for her. Uh-oh, something here about the Huffington Post. Let me see here. It just caught my eye. Obama assassination plot foiled. Oh, that's an old one. I guess they were trying to knock him off as, well, I'm not going to be paying any attention to that. Let me go back and see if I got any more callers. I got nobody on the line, but you're welcome to give me a call, 347-945-6713. I got about 30 minutes left, and I'll talk about anything you want to talk about. We could talk about how horrible my coffee tastes. You know, I'm trying to cut sugar out, and so I'm not putting sugar in my coffee anymore. And, well, I don't know. I can do it black if I make real coffee, but I don't make real coffee that often because, well, you know, I drink one cup and that's enough. It tastes all right. But give me a call, 347-945-6713. I don't have commercials to go to. I do have some music to go to, and I have this bad. No, I'm not going to play bad. I'm going to end the show with Bad Habits, but it was fun to play that Italian music. It had the sound. I remember that wedding scene from The Godfather, you know, when the Don marries his daughter. That was a real fun time. So, let's go to the Bill of Rights. What are our rights as human beings? Who knows? We have the right to life, that's for sure. Nobody can take your life. And speaking of taking your life, the Washington area sniper is scheduled to die soon. I forget when it is, but it's sure coming up. November 12th, the rings a day. But he's asked for a stay of execution. What do you think? Guy who's actually pulls the trigger, he's not dying. But the older guy, I guess the ringleader, the planner, man, he's getting the lethal injection. I guess he could have taken the chair. He didn't choose anything, so Virginia is going to give him a lethal injection. I don't know what would be worse. Well, it doesn't really matter. No way is a good way to die. You know, if they kill that guy, that's a real interesting thing. Should the Washington sniper be executed? What are your opinions? 347-945-6713. If you're in the Washington area, I'd especially like to hear your opinions. We're talking about rights. A human being has a right to live. If you take somebody else's right to live, does that forfeit your own? If you kill somebody, does that make it all right for me to kill you? I don't know the answer to that. I really don't know the answer. When I was younger, I thought I knew the answer, but as I get older, I realize I know less and less answers, and I'm getting older and fatter every day. Gosh, sometimes I even think that I might stop writing with my left hand. Switch to my right. Sister Evangeline in the second grade wanted me to write right-handed, but I refused. I think that's when I started becoming a left-hander in all senses of the word. You know, I've been a Catholic. But anyway, give me a call, 347-945-6713. According to the Bill of Rights, does the Washington area sniper have the right to live? Should he be given a stay of execution? What do you think? We know how you think about McDonald because you made him the governor. Thank God he's got, well, now I guess McDonald doesn't make the decision. So maybe they should give him a stay of execution, let the new governor make the decision. Or maybe the outgoing governor in an act of magnanimity should simply commute his sentence to life. But is that really better if you're going to lock somebody up for life? Is that better? Might as well just kill him. I guess. No, I'm not going to say execute. You might as well just kill him. You know, take him out behind the prison, put a bullet in the back of his head, just like the Russians used to do at Lubyanka. You know, bang, the guy's gone. Let me see if anything's on Skype here. Oh, let me see here. Now, my usual Skypers, they don't appear to be calling in tonight. Oh, well, it's nothing like the, Norm at Night show. I got 25 minutes left. The Bill of Rights, where did they come from? You know, I was at the Bill of Rights Institute today, and they really put on a fine program, and I enjoyed it a great deal, and I'm going to try to... Still no word on the New York 23rd. Let's see if there's some McDonald wins in Virginia. Oh, God. Yeah, I know. Full coverage on the results from Virginia. Doesn't look like there's not too much blue. New Jersey's too close to call at 8:17 p.m. Not a lot of people came out to vote in Virginia. Oh, here I was going to find something about the Bill of Rights Institute, and I'm pretty sure I got something in my email. I don't know. Everything just gets all... I'm looking for... I want to give you their website, and... I know I got something. Now I'm just going to, I don't know why I dip around here, but it's really a great place. I never can remember how to spell Institute. Bill of Rights Institute. There we go. It's www.billofrightsinstitute.org. It's a great program. It focuses essentially on the president and the Constitution. It has something for everybody. It's got stuff for teachers. It's got stuff for students. And remember, you can be a student of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights at any age. Somehow today at the Bill of Rights Institute, believe it or not, your fat left-hander here was branded an anti-federalist. That is really an amazing thing. I've been, I guess maybe I am an anti-federalist. I don't know if I would have voted for the Constitution in 1789, I really don't know. But anyway, if you want to, the Bill of Rights Institute, they're at 200 North Glebe Road, Suite 200, Arlington, Virginia, 22203. If you want to give them a phone call, you can reach them at 703-894-1776. I wonder how much they paid for that number. Oh, their fax number is 703-894-1791. What a coincidence. Or you can email them at info@billofrightsinstitute.org. The program they put on today at the school I worked at was absolutely stunning. It was great fun. Lots of engagement, and it was something to be. Let me check here. Hey, I got a call. Go ahead, Colt, you're on.
Hey, dude, how's it going?
Hey, it's going reasonably well. I actually had a caller who hasn't been on before earlier. That was kind of fun.
Oh,
the guy, right? The guy trying to get me to read the book about the. I'm sorry, shouldn't be laughing about this. The remark one of the people in my chat room made about the book, the hero of the book. I'm sorry.
I made that joke.
Well, I know that, but I didn't want to say it.
Well, does anybody, you know,
Hey, everybody.
What do you want to bet that Jeffrey Dahmer's parents were Republican?
Well, you know, I don't know.
I'm just guessing.
That's an interesting question. Hey, anybody out there know what were the politics of Jeffrey Dahmer's parents? 347-946-7133.
Well, what I think. Not to throw it all on Republicans, but just or conservatives even, but people who grow up in a very repressive environment tend to have problems in life. You know, that's well documented.
Well, I don't know. Let's have some of the documentation about that. I think
there's a lot of documentation. People that go to mental hospitals, what are their two primary issues?
I don't know.
Religion,
I've never been.
Religion and sex.
Well, that's the primary issues of
that's
everybody in the country. Everybody has those issues.
I know. We're all twisted.
Which means maybe none of us are twisted.
Well, some of us are better than others. You know, I'm not handling snakes and rolling around on the floor.
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm not going down to Mexico for an exorcism.
You can get an exorcism right down in Georgetown.
Well, yeah, but Mexico's where you go now. They have the Catholic Church has put, you know, they've got special priests down there. They're doing like 30 exorcisms.
Oh, come on, you're facing this stuff.
I am not kidding.
The Catholic Church doesn't have special priests. Really?
They do, and they fill the church down there in Mexico City.
Hey, you got
people in, they're all possessed and you know, peeing on the floor and everything. It's horrible.
Hey, any priests out there, come on, give me a call. Don't let this guy get away with this stuff. 347-945-6713. I mean, he's saying you guys got exorcisms to go.
Yeah, they there's a lot of them. I don't know why, but it's sort of
caught
on
down there. I'll have one exorcism, three baptisms, and a communion.
Yeah, something like that. No, it's not a drive-through. You know.
It's more like a walk-through.
Well, something like that. So, anyway, yeah. Well, that's, you know. Let's see. Well, we were going into, you were.
I was trying to get into the Bill of Rights, and we were doing some politics. I want to know what happened in the New York 23rd, and I can't seem to find it anywhere.
Yeah, there isn't much on it. You know, we're talking about a large district, mostly rural. And,
yeah, but, I mean, that doesn't make any difference anymore.
Well, it shouldn't, but, that's a tough, very strange situation up there.
Yeah, it sure is. All right,
Both parties are playing it in predictable ways, so we'll see what happens. Be interesting.
I can't imagine that McDonald guy in Virginia. I don't understand how he could win.
What was that?
I don't understand how the guy in Virginia could win after that stuff he writes in his MA thesis. You know, he might as well.
Yeah, I'm not up on that one as much. You know, I mean, the Corzine one, I followed a little bit, and then the one up in New York, because it's a really strange situation.
Well,
because
Sarah Palin
that,
was
but,
up there, you know. Too.
Well, exactly. See, so they're making it a focal point, you know, of this new conservative revolution. You know, tea bags and blah, 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 you know. But,
oh, my God, Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett bought Burlington Northern Railroad. Actually, it's Burlington Northern Santa Fe now.
He bought, well, he's been buying that for, he's been accumulating stock for a very long time.
Yeah, well, now he's got it all.
Yeah. Well, you know what half of their transport is?
Coal.
What's on those cars? Coal. All right, done with coal.
Right, it goes from Montana to New Orleans.
Yeah, it goes from Wyoming to the ports to China, too.
No, absolutely it does.
Because they don't care. They'll you know, they obviously don't care about the air quality in their country. But, yeah, it's funny, too. I mean, you know, California likes to think of itself as, you know, taking the lead on clean energy. And well, the facts are that we import most of our electricity, and a lot of it comes from Wyoming. And guess how they make that? The biggest producing state in the union.
Really?
Yes. Well, you didn't know that? Wyoming. Oh, Wyoming. Just a.
I knew they had a lot of cows.
Well, it's kind of a mess now because of the coal mining and also natural gas drilling. They went in heavy with the coal seam drilling and that sort of stuff, and the result is an enormous amount of wastewater. So if you look at the Powder River Basin. It's quite a mess. There are these giant toxic pools all around the place. Part of the reason why they aren't going to be drilling in New York State, in the Marcellus Shale formation.
And why is that? Why is that? Hello?
Lakes. And they aren't about to allow any kind of gas drilling there. There's a lot of gas in my area right here. But,
wasn't there a lot of gas in Lake Erie?
I'm not familiar with that. You know, I don't know that geological surveys have been done that way. The Marcellus is huge. I mean, it's enormous. You do have drilling in Pennsylvania and some in Ohio. It's only just starting to get going. I mean, but it's an enormous resource. But whenever you do this, you've got an enormous amount of wastewater that comes out. I mean, it's highly toxic water. It comes out. It has an extremely high mineral and salt content, and it will pretty much kill anything around it. So,
wonderful.
That's more or less it. So you have to get rid of it somehow. You try to pump it back down, which really doesn't work. Most, you can let it run into the rivers here and there, but, you know, you're going to kill everything if you do that.
Uh-huh.
So pretty much they take big, giant hits and fill the pits with the water, and they hope the water just seeps back down into the ground. Or it evaporates, one or the other. But that's the process. The rest of the country has not undergone the sort of things that are being, you know. Say like in the Gulf. In the Gulf, a lot of our natural gas and oil has come from the Gulf of Mexico, but suffered the burden of that. In terms of pollution and all the rest of it.
God, this is like if... Yes, but we're becoming like Afghanistan. Results from New York 23rd may be delayed because of voting machine breakdown.
All right, here we go.
God, this is what happens. You have an election so close to Halloween, all the dead people keep voting.
Oh, yeah. That's a hard vote to get, you know, because they have very particular
needs.
Well,
not Chicago. They got a whole precinct of them.
Well, yeah. Well, they put the booths right in the cemetery, so they don't have that far, you know.
Let's see what's happening in New Jersey.
There's a referendum up in Maine too.
What do they want us to see?
Gay marriage-ish. No. Gay marriage is legal there now, and now they have a referendum to confirm it or reject it, I believe.
Oh, well, I'll check that one out in a minute. Uh-oh, my computer, it's choking here on the results from New Jersey. Wait, something's coming in here. Election results, New Jersey. Nothing. The page is blank. The page, wait.
Let me click on Yahoo, see what the hell's
happening. I think the fat guy, that's
McDonald
Chris.
McDonald wins. Christie
right.
has early lead. Okay.
Who?
Christie, New Jersey.
Yeah, but the dead Democrats will carry the day.
McDonald wins in Virginia.
What's happening in the 23rd? I didn't even think to go to Yahoo.
Yeah, because they're hooked up to AP, and they're actually pretty good. I mean, there's nothing original on it. It's just what's on the wires. So let's see.
Well, let's see what's going on in New Jersey. I mean, in Portland.
Fighting.
I kind of like Corzine. I hope he wins.
Yeah, so at this point, Christie is ahead of Corzine. And the exit polls indicated the independents are heavily favoring Christie. So I don't know. And let's see. Oh, we have two elections in California for vacant congressional seats. I wasn't not even aware of what those are. They aren't my area. Okay. Okay. And Harry Reid said today that Congress may not complete health care legislation this year. Did you hear that today?
I did not.
Okay,
I don't understand why not.
That's from the big man.
I don't understand why not. Somebody tell me. 347-945-6713. Tell me why I'm stupid. Tell me.
Well,
you got 7 minutes left to tell me this week.
Well, it will get filibustered. That's a definite. Don't you think?
They have the votes. Make them filibuster it. Make them filibuster it.
Well, I guess they could, you know.
You know, go ahead. Do it. And we won't move on anything. And the second you stop talking, we'll vote.
Yeah. Well, that would be interesting. I mean, it would tie up the Senate for who knows how long. It would be kind of interesting, huh?
Would tie up the whole government.
I mean, we haven't seen that in a long time, let's face it.
No, absolutely not.
And it is sort of funny. It's sort of funny when they get to, you know, where they bring out recipe books. they just start reading on and on and on they go, you know.
Right, I'll send them some novels that I haven't read, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Just listen.
Yeah, I like when the guy says, which reminds me of War and Peace, which I just happen to have.
Maybe we need an excerpt.
Yeah.
And may I quote from War and Peace, page 1.
Yes. So, yeah, that's sort of an absurd rule. I mean, let's face it, you know. We have significant legislation that needs, you know, serious debate. We have a significant problem that needs resolution, and nothing will happen.
No, you're right. I don't understand it, but then I'm just dumb Italian kid from Western New York.
Yes.
Well. You know. I don't know. I just don't know anymore. I only know I got 5 minutes left. So if you want to say anything to me tonight, 347-945-6713. We missed you last week, Colt.
Yeah, I didn't get home till, well after, it was like early evening. You were already done.
Right, that's right. You don't, gosh, it's only 7 o'clock there. I have trouble remembering that.
Yeah, but it's dark. I mean, it's night.
Is it dark? That was my next question.
Yeah, once it's 6:30, it starts to get dark. Because once we switch to the daylight saving,
got another couple weeks. It'll be dark at 4:30 in Buffalo.
Yeah, I forgot what that's
like.
I
forgot.
I need to find out. My father had some surgery. I want to see how he's doing.
How old is he now?
Let's see. I gotta add that up. 74.
Wow.
So he, let me think now. I think he's having some stents put in. You know, where they go up here. They go up the artery. I think they go through the femur, and they use a catheter, and they put the...
Yeah, I never quite understand how they do that, going all that baffles.
Yeah, it's apparently, you know, I mean, it's the least invasive, and, you know, it seems to work, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So he's got, I think they're putting two stents in two different places, so...
And where does he live now? What part of the city?
He's still, I think he's up in the Riverside area. I don't
over,
know if he lives up that way.
Down the street from Babe and...
Down
the street from Babe and Tess's.
Somewhere in that area, yeah. You know, it's... let's see. There's Black Rock and then that little...
Right.
One section is Riverside. So he's right in between there, I believe.
You know, and how long has he been up there?
Quite a while. Because with his last wife, Dolly, she passed on, heart attack.
Oh.
He's still in the same place, you know, the same apartment, so... Yeah, they're trying to get him to move. Most of my family on his side of the family, they're all down in South Buffalo. So they want him to move down there where they can keep an eye on him.
Mm-hmm.
He still drives a car. I mean, but he can only drive, you know, like in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
He gets on a freeway, he freaks out. He can't do that. You know. But it's like a lot of old folks, they know that their reaction time is much slower, and so when they get in traffic, they know that they're advantage, you know. So.
Anyway, I gotta say goodbye here. All you guys out there, you're just gonna have to wait till next Tuesday, because if it's Tuesday and it's 9 o'clock, it's Norm at Night. I guess I never did get to talk about the Bill of Rights, but I can't leave the show without talking about my bad habits. So this is Norman. I am out of here for tonight. We'll see ya. Bye-bye, Cole.
Okay, guys. Yeah, I'll catch you next week. Good night.
All right. And Norman, say goodnight.
You're the one that's really killing me.
Till next week, it's Norman Knight.
I took you to a nightclub. I want you to play a game.